And there we are. Hey, Pamela Du, this is C. Ray Brower, and we are here to find out some stuff about what's going on in the industry. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Hi, C. Ray. Happy to be here with you.
Oh, man. I'm always glad to talk to you. You are one of my favorite people, always near and dear to my heart.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So how have things been going?
It's been a little volatile lately due to this crazy geopolitical situation going on with Ukraine and Russia. We are having a lot of changes happen in the market as far as real estate interest rates, mortgage interest rates. So what we're seeing today is, let's kind of start off about a week and a half ago, rates had climbed 1% in the last 12 months throughout short increments. Right now, we're watching the interest rates come to a little bit of a reduction because we're finding that the investors are kind of concerned about leaving their money in the stock market. So they're pulling it out and coming to the security side of the mortgage-backed securities right now. And that's giving us a little bit of help with our interest rates coming down just a bit.
All right. So we're down just a little bit. How much is a little bit?
Probably about an eighth to a quarter. And that's going to depend on credit score, down payment assistance, type of loan program. So it's incremental. I'd say quarter's about a max right now as far as reduction.
Okay. Well, that's good news. That's good news. Better than what we heard at the very first of the year that we were going to just keep going up.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking of that, the Fed, when they're talking about raising the interest rates, which is due to happen in March, they were talking about a 0.5% hit to that interest rate. And that's what the banks lend to each other, not our actual mortgage rates. Okay. So now with Ukraine, Russia, China, all of this situation, we're now looking at only about a quarter of a hit to the Fed rates, what they lend to each other. So that'll help us in regards to our mortgage-backed securities as well.
Very nice. Very nice. And what does interest rate going up or down, either direction, what's that mean to sellers?
Well, right now with the price of homes, they say about 7 to 10 out of 10 buyers, there's maybe 7 of those buyers who can qualify. And in regards to, we had a bigger number last year because the income was higher. As the rates go up, it does reduce the amount of population that can actually go in and start bidding on these properties because they have to take a look at not only the house payment, but what debts do they have on their monthly liabilities that creates their debt to income ratio to be too high.
Right, right. So not quite as many qualified buyers as we had last year.
Correct.
Still way more than half.
Correct. It's a good number.
That's a good number. More than half is always good. Yeah. And so mortgage rates come down. That's helping buyers a little bit. Mm-hmm. What really is the thing that causes buyers' interest rate to fluctuate?
Ooh, credit scores, number one. Our team here spends a lot of time coaching our clients. If clients come to us 6 months before they're ready to buy, we're happy because that gives us time to position their credit scores with some improvements. And we will go through credit reports, see what the liabilities are, see what kind of extra cash they have. Maybe we'll want to pay down this bill, that bill, pay off a bill, sell a car. There's so many ways to increase a credit score. When consumers don't have that information because they don't do that on a regular basis. If they close a credit card, it's like, oh, credit score drops. If they open 3 credit cards because they're trying to build credit, the credit scores drop. So we like to coach them and run credit simulators to guide them as to how to increase their credit score. And we have had actually a client recently increase their credit score by over 25 points in 2 weeks.
Wow, 25 points in 2 weeks. That's incredible.
It's a huge improvement.
Yeah. One thing you mentioned there was sell a car. That would be a car with a payment on it. Is that what helps our credit score?
Correct.
Okay. I was wondering if it was just for them to have more money to put down.
Well, it could be. It's going to take the liability away off the credit report, which gives us a better opportunity to, you know, go into that higher interest rates that we've had in the last year. Getting rid of debt as far as installment debt, that definitely helps the consumer make a bigger purchase.
Very nice.
Working with somebody right now who just paid off a car, and they went from a $490 available purchase price up to $560 because we got rid of over $500 in monthly debt.
Wow. Well, $490 to $560, that's a huge increase and a big difference in the what a house looks like. $70,000. When you're looking at the price of houses, you wouldn't think $70,000 was that much difference, but it really truly is.
The age, the condition, location, just so many factors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's wonderful. I know you've had a lot of things going on. We had to postpone this momentarily. Our prayers are with you and your family.
Thank you.
I really appreciate you taking the time today because I know you're always extremely productive.
Thank you for your time as well. Enjoy working with you and your referral partners. Anything we can do, just give us a holler.
You bet. And how can people get hold of you?
Phone number first, 209-814-3135, or email. No, text me there. Text me at 209-814-3135. That's a quicker response time.
Perfect. Just text and they'll find you.
We'll find you.
Or they can get hold of me and I'll get them the link to get straight to your webpage.
I like that too. That works.
All right. Pamela, I again really appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Everybody, go out and be the sunshine in somebody's rainy day. And we'll talk to you all real soon. Thanks.
Awesome. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.